Show him today's daf. Yomi is Kedushin Mem Hey Kedushin 45, and today's daf. Yomi, the Gemara tells us the following scenario: Ahud Amar LeKrivai. There was a man. He said, "I want our daughter to marry my relatives." Vehi Amar LeKriva, and his wife said, "I want our daughter to marry my relatives." Kafte Ada Amar La Tihavi LeKriva. So she kept the pressure up until her husband admitted, "Okay, our daughter can marry your relatives." So they're making a big party. They're eating and drinking. And Asa Kreve, his relatives came along. And he went up to the roof, Be'igra, the Kitcha, and he betrothed her in the roof. Meaning, say what? He took her to the side and betrothed her. So the concern is, if the father had really wanted this, it would be a valid marriage. And then she would have to get a divorce, according to Rav. And miyun, rejection of the marriage, according to Rav. So Amar Abai Ksiv, Sheiras Yisrael Yasu Avu Avoli Abru Chazav. We have a concept. A Jew is not going to be a liar. If the husband said he's going to that she's can marry, the daughter can marry his wife's relatives, he's sticking to his word. And we don't have to assume that after the husband said that, he went back on his word and allowed his daughter to marry his relative. Whereas Rava says, no, Chazaka, a different reason. Chazaka in adam torech basudo mafsida. We have a presumptive status. A person isn't going to engage in a big wedding feast and then just throw away the money and have her marry a different person. So therefore, we have to assume that since he threw a big party, that he wanted his daughter to marry his wife's relative. And my benaya, the distinction between them is where he didn't work for the wedding. He didn't do anything. Well, in that case, Rava's logic doesn't apply. But Abaye, according to Abaye, would still hold him to his logic, which is that we have an assumption that a Jew is not a liar, and that's the presumptive status. She'eris Yisrael Oli Yisu Avwa Boli Dabru Kazav. He doesn't speak falsely.